Okay, I'm going to do mine. Just lastly, before we totally run out of time, I'll have to do a lot of editing. The Long Weekend. Starring, I'm not going to say this because I can never say his name.
Oh, I say it.
Yeah, go on if you can pronounce it.
I don't know if I'd say it right, but.
John Leguizamo?
No. John Caviezel.
Oh, sorry. Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. See, even I didn't get it right.
Jim or John?
Jesus.
He once played Jesus, yes. Did he win anything for playing Jesus? Have we got to say anything?
The respect
for his
of
name?
Christians.
His mum liked it.
What, Long Weekend? Long Weekend Jesus. Is the worst horror film I've... It's not even a horror film. It's the worst film I've ever seen. It's awful. I don't know what this guy's doing with his career, but he's writing it off film.
A friend of ours wanted to see it, didn't they?
Who was that?
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
I was the one who wanted us to go and see. Sorry, Andrew.
That.
Sorry.
Andrew, it's
I was busy that night, but
don't
glad
do
I
was
there.
And I don't think he did, actually, did he? But it was just pitiful. Loads of cliches. Some really stupid moments, like Jim...
Caviezel.
Jesus. Being attacked by an eagle, which was just ridiculous.
It's like one of those 70s rubber cat on the face type things.
Well, no, I mean, it was done quite well, but it was like, what's
going on?
Well, it's lean and foreboding.
It's about lean foreboding as my arse. I mean,
It's an example of Australia's cult horror renaissance. According to the film festival.
If that's true, then their horror...
Who writes this?
Their horror genre horror. Is in a bad state
horror,
of affairs.
Horrible, really. Not horror.
Because there's this one... There's a main theme about the sea cow.
A what?
Yes,
a
sea exactly. Cow. A dead sea cow. Well, it might not be dead, but at night it creeps 20 feet towards them.
Every night.
A sea cow?
Yeah, and eventually they wake up and it's in the middle of
their camp. It's just a really scene where he wakes up.
And they get all excited and screaming, oh my God, the sea cow.
Can I just say that? A sea cow?
Just sitting there.
Sea cow, like,
yes.
Like a fat
seal. Do you know what a sea cow is?
No.
It's like a very big sort of...
It's like either a fat seal or a really small walrus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's pretty big. And the body just seems to creep. And you're like, why? And there's this huge character turnarounds, like, so you see him early on drinking and throwing his cans in the middle of nature and going, and then shooting ducks and going, well, hey, I can shoot you. And then comes back and he gets all excited because his wife's just smashed up an eagle egg, which probably belongs to the eagle that just attacked him. And he has a hairy fit about damaging nature. And you're like, what? Why has this happened? They've been missing his friends. His friends have gone missing for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And he's not that bothered, you know, and he doesn't care. But suddenly he's really upset about the neighbours who might be down the beach, these people he's never met who just knows might be camping down there. They have to go and see them before they get out of this horrible thing that's happening to them. So they go down to see them. And despite coming across dead bodies and everything, getting all wound up by that, they're more excited about the fact the dog's missing. You know, there's some
all this
really
stuff going
weird.
Around and, you know... By about, you know, the end of the first night, you're thinking, right, now would be a good time to go. And the guy decides, no, we're going to stay. I'm having a great time. We'll wait till tomorrow and then we'll go. And funnily enough, all this other stuff starts kicking off.
Yeah, and it's just so cliched. And even the cliches are wrong. And the story is awful. There's not a redeeming point of it.
So how did that get into the...
I think...
Into this festival, then, do you think? What's happening?
Behind it, there's a decent idea behind it. I said this in the review, which was the idea of these sort of suburbanite yuppie couple going out to nature and just kind of doing their own thing and, you know, littering the place and shooting animals, and then nature kind of taking revenge type thing.
You don't even get that.
But that's the thing.
I've forgotten one scene. I've got to mention. I've got to mention the scene where JC, as I'll call him, he's sitting at night playing the guitar, having a sing song, and it goes to shots of these animals all about him, just doing their thing.
You know, like,
and it comes back to him singing.
Like Three Amigos when they
start. Three Amigos, the campfire song. That's what I've written in my review. It's just like that.
Nothing? I mean, who would want to see this film, do you think?
Nobody.
Nobody. Let's say there's a good idea behind it. But the director or scriptwriter throws all these other stupid things and all this cliche in it.
I don't think the reason
when
is
you
a
strip
good
it
idea.
Down, when you strip it down to just that, the idea that you could have these yuppies going out to nature and abusing it and nature striking back, but they try and mix in all this weird supernatural stuff and this road that goes round in circles at night, but when they wake up in the morning, it's a dead end, and there they are where they're supposed to go.
Mm.
It's just There's too many stupid things in
there.
Awesome. Do you think that it? Do you think the script? Can you see that it went wrong?
No.
The script must have been bad, and it.
I couldn't see how the script could have given anything that came to that final fight. Like, it couldn't have been destroyed in editing.
No.
Because they're not even. There doesn't seem to be a coherent thing. And this thing about the sea cow, that couldn't have just.
Yeah.
It just amazes me.
It just sits there like a dead corpse all the time, and it moves overnight, and you're like, well, so what? Get in the car. You could walk away, and it wouldn't catch you. What the. Oh, it's.
I'm not trying to stand up for it because I've not seen it, but I just wonder, there must be something redeeming about it. But
no.
Dear.
You know, the thing I could say is that lead actress was kind of cute.
Is that Claudia Carvin?
No. Well, she is, but then this seems like, I'm going to go away sunbathing, and I'm going to go away and have a shower, and, you know, if you're going to do that, put a gratuitous in or don't.
Yeah.
If it's Claudia Carvin, she was in a great little TV show called The Secret Life of Us, a little Australian programme which lasted about 3 or 4 years.
That was
she's
awesome.
A huge Australian star.
Yeah, she was great in that.
So she's this big Australian actress. He's this formerly big
American
actor, and they're in this horrible little Australian film.
Oh, well.
So don't see it.
So avoid that one as well.